the spending bill. I'm Jessica Stone, Fox News. President Biden has signed the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill into law. Fox's Matt Napolitano.
President Biden signing the omnibus bill into law, avoiding a government shutdown while he vacations in St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. The president tweeting, "Today, I signed a bipartisan omnibus bill, ending a year of historic progress. It'll invest in medical research, safety, veteran health care, disaster recovery, VAWA funding, and gets crucial assistance to Ukraine. $45 billion of funding will go to Ukraine. Also included in the omnibus, a ban on TikTok on federal government phones and the Electoral Count Reform Act, which makes it more difficult for members of Congress to challenge the results of a presidential election." Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The Department of Transportation is calling on Southwest Airlines to compensate millions of stranded customers for canceling their holiday flights. Fox's Mike Tobin.
As Southwest executives are promising a return to normal operations, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg sends out a letter scolding the airlines for problems that were, quote, within the control of the airlines. As he writes that, he also wrote, these frontline employees are not to blame for mistakes at the leadership level. The secretary admonished the airline to make good on everything from reimbursements to returns home. Nearly 2,500 flights were canceled across the nation, the bulk of them Southwest. The bosses at the airline issuing another apology.
The vice president of Southwest Pilots Association, Captain Michael Santoro, joined Fox's The Story to explain what happens when there's a mass cancellation of flights.
Scheduling software and dispatch software don't talk to each other. So there's a snowball effect, and where the scheduling software keeps trying to run solutions to match crews up to airplanes, and those airplanes aren't available for them.
America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A group of parents in Virginia say officials at a prestigious high school avoided telling some students about a merit award that they earned in order not to upset other students.
The National Merit Award is only given to the top 3% of students in the country based on a PSAT score. Being named a scholar is considered a major advantage in the college admissions process. Officials at Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology in Alexandria, Virginia, just outside D.C., are apologizing for the mix-up. Our local Fox affiliate reports parents were told teachers dropped off certificates unceremoniously on students' desks weeks late, meaning some missed the opportunity to include the honor in college applications.
Fox's David Spunt in Washington also reporting that a district official denies claims of a deliberate attempt to withhold the merit award. A congressional investigation into the Food and Drug Administration's approval of a questionable Alzheimer's drug has turned up, quote, atypical collaboration between regulators and the company they oversaw. The FDA overruled its own advisors to approve Biogen's drug Aduhelm in 2021. Chicago police are looking for people who targeted the needy this holiday season. Fox's Tom Graham has details.
Investigators say thieves managed to make off with as much as $11,000 worth of donations the day after Christmas. A window was found pried open at Chicago's St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church. Parish leaders say the theft is affecting religious services and a soup kitchen that fed the homeless three times a week. The church has set up a GoFundMe page in the hopes of recouping its losses. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Authorities say a rock slide killed two people earlier this week near the entrance to Yosemite National Park. I'm Jessica Stone. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.